Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back, listeners. This is Ashley Burgess here with Perspectives. And this is a beautiful night, very cold and not really seasonal for us Dallasites, I don't feel. And tonight, I am lucky. I am joined by Matt Curry in the studio, Roundtable, which is awesome. And Matt is a Dallas local and a Dallas socialite, and he has a very much of an entertainment background. He works alongside Brent Paxton, and they have this really great community website called bpax.tv, and I think it's amazing. Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ashley. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, I'm so glad to have you.
I know. It's great. It's a little chilly outside, but we'll make do.
It's kind of chilly in here, too.
I know it is.
Woo! I'm a big fan of warm climate.
Yes.
So when I think about you, I think about entertainment. And you have this really great community called bpax.tv. So tell me a little bit about your brainchild and your perspective with bpax.
We've been working on bpax for about 2 years now. We just love presenting the information in a way that other websites won't. If you know me personally, you know I love to get down to the juiciness of the story, another angle that other people might not approach. We have everything from Dallas news to community resources. If you have a friend that is dealing with being bullied at school, to if you're thinking about suicide, you can come and click on our community resources tab, and therefore there you can find the information to help you out. We do stories on fitness and health. We do other stories on lifestyle, sex, bedroom stories, opinion pieces. It's just a great place just to hang out, have a good time, and get a good laugh. So
it's like an all-over, like, one-stop shop kind of.
Yeah, basically one-stop shop. Yep.
That's awesome. Well, I've seen it, and I think anybody else has gone online and looked at it, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's got really everything in there. I mean, it's also even got good pictures of good-looking people, and it's got some really great, though I'd have to say, there's a lot of heavy blogging, actually, on a multitude of subjects, and I think it's really neat, and I know that you do quite a bit of the blogging, correct?
Yes, I do a lot of it personally. Blogging, for me, has just been a platform to express myself. I'm not a person that keeps a lot of secrets. I like to be out there in the open. I like to share all my life history with those, that need somebody to look at and to relate to. I growing up, I just didn't always have that best friend I could talk to. But if I felt like if I could write down what I needed to write down, and that by doing that, I would be helping other people that would come across it and read it. And through that, I've built so many relationships with people that have related with me on different levels that I wouldn't even have met if I didn't blog.
I think blogging is so neat because people, get to read a lot of stuff what you write. And then, yes, like you said, they can find some sort of common ground, which is kind of neat. And also not feel so alone maybe in this world.
Yeah, exactly. I've had people come and talk to me about all certain issues. And, I invite that. If you were struggling with something in your life that you just need help with, approach me. I am the most approachable person ever. You can send me a message on Facebook. You can find me on the website. I have plenty of ways for you to get in touch with me. So if you need something to talk about, I'm always there to talk to you.
That's awesome. And what about, let's say somebody's listening, let's say one of our listeners or several of our listeners that are listening really would like to maybe get into blogging, and it might not be maybe in this type of medium as far as like entertainment and in this huge, basically mammoth of a community. But let's say that they want to kind of get started. What would be some ideas and some things that you'd throw at them to successfully get them on the right foot?
I encourage everybody to get involved with it. It's something easy, simple to do. You can take it to one extreme to the other. You really have to find your niche. You have to find your passion. You have to find what are your hobbies? What do you spend your free time doing? What are some of your favorite topics to talk about? When you were young, what was it that was fun for you? And through all those questions, you kind of build what your blog will be about. Blogging is, it's so personable. You can talk about, abuse in the past, or you can just talk about something, your favorite dish. There's really, you don't have to hold back.
I like that. So let me ask you, I asked this of basically everybody that comes to the roundtable. How did you get started in this particular career venture? I mean, what was kind of the beginning? What was the light that came on?
The beginning for me was I worked with a reality TV show last summer in Dallas. We filmed, and I worked behind the scenes. I was a creative director for it. And through that, I loved I loved the industry. I loved, you know, the celebrity aspect of analyzing the stories. Through that, we invented BPACS.TV, and it's a fun, great, you know, venture for me to take part in.
That's pretty cool. So, like, you know, you were doing a reality show. What was that? What was the basis of that?
The basics of the reality show was we took 12 people from Dallas, from, you know, all surrounding counties, and put them into a house together. And based on their different cultures and, you know, interactions, they lived together for about a month or two. And it was a really interesting approach to, you know, the Dallas life. And the show was called The Dallas Life.
Sounds neat. That sounds really neat.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Was it fun to do?
It was a great experience. I learned so much from it. I took away so many great relationships, and it was just an all-around great experience.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's complete dedication to film something like that.
Oh, yeah. And we did it all here locally. We, you know, we raised the money. We fundraised. We did everything on our own. And I take so much pride in the work that I did for that program.
I can't wait to see some of that footage.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It looks good. So yeah. Did y'all do it like guerrilla warfare kind of style, like guerrilla style, where you go in there and you shoot it all?
Oh, yeah. We didn't hold back.
That's awesome.
It makes for great TV.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
There's no shower scenes or anything like that, right?
No, I hid the footage.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, at least you have it in a safe place.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. My place.
That's awesome. My place. Yes, at my place.
Yeah.
Come on over for some entertainment, some hors d'oeuvres and what have you. So, I mean, what would you consider? I know this is kind of maybe a wonky question, and some people say it might be an overused question, but, you know, what would you consider your life mission statement?
My life mission statement. Interesting question. You know, I am a people person. I love to interact with people. I love helping others. And I know there's a part of my life where I was depressed, sad, and lonely. And I think a lot of that just because I wasn't expressing myself creatively. And, you know, the most of the times when I find myself being sad, I'm not being stimulated. And I try to just, you know, put on to other people. You know, stimulate yourself, find something that you love doing and go all the way, you know, go for it. I, you know, love expressing the gossip, talking about the news, you know, and relating on taking a story and, you know, making it my own. And through that, you know, I am a generally happy person. And, you know, it all stems down to your creative process. You know, you have to, we talk about positive energy. And, you know, once you have that, you want to share that with others. And so I express to everybody, you know, dialogue back and forth with me on issues. You know, if there's something that, you know, you want to talk about, let's talk about it. Let's, you know, post about it. Let's, you know, go back and forth and, you know, just build each other up. So.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's a really good way of thinking because a lot of times people aren't able to express their feelings or express their craft or what they're really good at. And I think harboring that inside as well can cause depression or anger or resentment maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, a lot of the times people jump to get on, you know, antibiotics or medication for, you know, depression. But if you just stimulate, find a creative outlet, you know, whether it be dance, painting, song, writing, you know, there's something for everybody. And yeah. So if you, you know, hone into that, then, you know, maybe you don't have to get on that medication. Maybe that is the cure to your depression.
So let me ask you. So I was talking about earlier in my first segment about the concept of doing what you love. And a lot of people, unfortunately, aren't able to do what they love, and some are really looking, and some haven't started looking. What would be your advice to those people that are very unhappy and really haven't started looking for what they want to do?
I would talk about it with somebody. I mean, a lot of the times we stay to ourselves, we forget that, you know, there is that person out there who will care enough to sit down and talk to you and guide you, you know, whether it be a admissions counselor at college to, you know, the person next to you, you know, say at a restaurant. Just, you know, sit down with that person and, you know, go back and forth with somebody so you can voice it. Once you voice something, you know, if it sounds good or if it sounds bad, because, you know, it's just not in your head at that point.
That's so true. You know. Because it seems like if you can keep, I've always said, and I think this is in one of my books, I think it was about how you can only really keep like 3 to 4 real thoughts in your head at one time before you forget one. And so you either have to say it out loud or write it down. It's better to say it out loud and write it down. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, it goes back to blogging. You know, blogging is a journey. And through that journey, you can, you know, be depressed when you start. But, you know, 5 months later, you're like, man, I'm happy. But it comes through your writing. And so in that process, you might meet somebody along the way who's reading your blogs, be inspired to do something with your life, whether it be, you know, help others in the school system or the nursing, or just, you know, if you want to be a counselor, you know, take the blogging and take it to a next level.
It can be very cathartic, as well as I think some people, like you said, are reading your blog and maybe going through the exact same thing or something very near it while they're reading it, as you are.
Exactly. It's a learning experience for them as much as it is for me.
I think it's good to write and get it on paper. And I also think it's really great to blog because it takes it to a different level where you are actually, you know, putting that out there for other people to, you know, basically get a perspective on, but also not feel so alone.
Yeah. You know, I say leave the secrets for the soap operas. I mean, you know, I try not to have any secrets in my life. I live my life, you know, you read my updates on Facebook, you know what I'm all about. And that's a platform for others to say, hey, Matt, I'm dealing with this too. So I'm going to outreach to you, and I know, you know, you'll be able to talk to me about it. And so that's basically how I live my life.
That's cool, because like, secrets in general for most people are like dramatic events and they're drama.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, ooh, I got to keep the secret. Yeah. Oh, I got to keep that one.
Enter dramatic music.
I know, exactly right. Ooh, and the audience gets quiet.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what's going to happen next?
Right.
And it's a cliffhanger. We don't know whose baby it is.
Right. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I love that. Ooh. You know, that's actually, especially in daytime soap operas, it's pretty funny. I think that's neat. So, I was going to ask you one other thing, too. Before we go to break, and we're going to talk about this in our fourth segment, but which one do you prefer when you're dealing with social media? I know that you have your y'all's entire community, but do you prefer Facebook or Twitter, just before we go to break?
I am a pure Facebook guy. Something about Twitter, I just haven't bought onto it yet. So
yeah,
I do all my sharing on Facebook. I do have a Twitter account. I don't really care to share it just because I'm never on it. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. So. It's like really hard nowadays to get Twitter and the Facebook and the LinkedIn and the blogging.
StumbleUpon, Reddit, you know.
Yes.
There's so many of them now.
It's amazing.
So I like to take one and zone in on that one.
And then there's like a picture one too that you upload pictures and you.
Yeah, the Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah. Wow.
It's so much. It's overwhelming.
Social media is like another job.
I tell you, it is.
We'll have to talk about that too, because I know that you work hours. How many hours do you say you work?
3 to 4 hours on the website daily.
Daily.
Yeah.
Just upload and put new stuff up there.
Oh yeah, always new material.
And that's not even going through the other stuff. And
yeah, I mean it is an online magazine. We have material from 2 years past. I mean, in that you're going to find something that you can relate to.
That's neat.
So
I like that. So stick with that thought, Matt. You know, when we come back, we actually have Cynthia Smooth with Out and About in Dallas with Cynthia, which is going to be great. Also, that interview with the two main actors that were also on Broadway with the Addams Family, which was great here. And I got to see it for the opening night with the Dallas Summer Musicals, which was awesome. And we will be back at the Studio Roundtable with Matt Curry as well. So stick around for this very short break, and we'll be right back.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.